For public broadcasting.
And you are listening to WMNF Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater Community Conscious Radio. Hi, I'm Mary Glennie.
And I'm Arlene Engelhart, and you are listening to From a Woman's Point of View. Well, if you've been tuned in for the last couple of hours, you're aware that this is the beginning of our winter fun drive. And our fun drives, it is you, the listeners, that keep this station on the air. This is community radio for the community, thanks to you. And so we hope we'll hear from you this hour. You can call us with your contribution at 813-238-8001 or go to the web, WMNF.org, or use the app if you have it on your phone. And again, 813-238-8001.
Well, you know, this is exciting because this is the day we hear from you. And if you just heard Amy Goodman or if you're watching the news, you realize there's a lot of stuff we'd like to be covering. But just for today, that we want to hear from you, because we hope on this show that you get some information and some facts that are useful to you in your life. And so, you know, it's kind of the theme. And to get into this whole mood, I think I'm just going to put this little bit of music on, because we have some tidbits from Arnie Arneson coming up, and then we're going to catch up on fracking with Dr. Lynn Rittenberg, and then hopefully we have just a few minutes with Tony Van Pelt. So anyway, we're hoping that you know, you will call in today and contribute to 813-238-8001, because we all want to make this a better world, don't we? Make a better world to live in. And if you listen to WMNF and this show, you know there are all kinds of ways that you can make this world a better world. And I always find, you know, follow your heart, so to speak, that which you're most interested in, you know, whether it's the environment or whether it's health or whatever your real passion and interest is. If you put your energy there, I know at this time it's needed. Arlene, do you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, think about why you listen to this station. I know that one of the reasons that I listen is that I'm hearing voices that I trust. And I'll bet that applies for you, too. It is community giving something back to community. So please give us a call, 813-238-8001, or go to the web, WMNF.org, or use your app.
And I'm going to put on this with Arnie Arneson. And anytime I have her on, she's, you know, the woman with the show, The Attitude in New Hampshire. And so many of you say, have her on a lot more than you do. And so I asked Arnie, what is the importance of community radio? And this is kind of what she said.
Well, I am so happy to welcome back to the show. We've been lucky enough to have this woman before, Arnie Arneson. She is just not only a radio host extraordinaire, but a lawyer. She's been at Harvard, et cetera. She teaches international students. You name it, Arnie's been involved in the whole political process. And she has a daily show, The Attitude, in WNHN in New Hampshire, FM. And so, Arnie Arneson, welcome on this marathon day to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be included in this, and as we all know, nothing exists because of air. and like my community radio station, your community radio station in Tampa, it is critical that people show they care by making a contribution. And let me tell you why. There's a great definition of community radio by AMARC Africa, and AMARC is the World Organization of Community Radio Stations around the world. And listen to what they said. It should be made clear that community radio is not about doing something for the community, but about the community doing something for itself. In other words, owning and controlling its own means of communication. But I love the idea, it's about the community doing something for itself. And that's really why you do what you do and what I do what I do, because we know that we're actually sort of giving voice to the people that we live with. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity. I don't always feel that when I was doing radio and commercial radio and even sometimes national public radio. But when I do community radio, I know why I'm there.
You know, Arnie, that is really beautiful because, you know, you and I were talking a little earlier about what's happening at Newsweek, and unfortunately, you can extend that to an awful lot of commercial and pretty long-standing, trustworthy media that more and more there's been hostile takeovers. There is really control of what they can do, what they can't do, and you made a statement that was kind of chilling that you hope that we might be the last people standing.
Well, and yet at the same time, the monetized way of producing journalism and doing the investigative reporting, that is changing dramatically. We need those people. You and I both know that we can't do our community radio shows and be effective without a really strong surrounding group of investigative reporters around us from every walk of life. And they have to eat, you know, and they have to take the time to do the kind of homework and legwork that you and I can't do. But we need to work together in tandem. We need to protect them, and then we also need to make sure that their voices are heard. And that's just not, you know, within our own communities. It's outside our communities, because what happens outside of Tampa, what happens outside of Concord, it will impact the quality of our life here. So in a lot of ways, what community radio is about, it's about keeping those connections open and vital. And I love the fact that we exist, because we can exist without someone necessarily giving us a paycheck, but we have to pay the electric bill and the rent. And therefore, those things have to happen. But more importantly, we're also a place to remind people why you need to care about the investigative reporters and the journalists around your country and around the world. Because we will not be as good as we are now without the help of them.
You know, Arnie, it is totally a huge community. And at the bottom base, we care about people, and we believe in them, we respect them, we respect their intelligence, and to try our best to get the facts, knowing full well that they can use those facts very intelligently to decide what they want to do. And to me, that is the beauty, number one, of working with you. I love to have you on the show. So do the listeners. But it is the really importance of supporting, particularly in this day of the marathon, WMNF, and when it's your marathon to you. And so, Arnie, thank you so much for being you and all your enthusiasm and your energy, your intelligence, and your attitude is the best thing on radio, I think.
Well, I just want to remind everyone that you know why you love community radio? Because you've learned to trust these people. And in the end, that is crucial. Because if you really want to sort of hear the news and understand the facts, you need to have voices you trust. And what you've developed at community radio are voices you trust.
Well, Arnie, you said it very well. So thank you so much for being a part of our marathon show today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Take care. And the inimitable Arnie Arneson. And I think Arnie said something that was really important, that I think you can trust people on community radio stations. Here on WMNF, I know how hard all of my colleagues work, particularly in the news and the public affairs. And our effort is to try and give you the best information we can find, and also to give you the sources that you don't have to take our word for it or the person that we're interviewing. You can look it up yourself. And so, unfortunately,
unfortunately, with our really busy schedules now, I don't think most people have enough time to really get the kind of facts they really need. And so if any of that is important to you, we need to hear from you now. 813-238-8001, or you can go to the web, WMNF.org, or the app. And we would like to hear from you today because we have a goal of $2,000, and we are hoping that we can make that and contribute and do our part. And so 813-238-8001.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to Suzanne House for her contribution. That is our first one that has come in on the web this morning. You can join her by going to WMNF.org or by calling 813-238-8001. You know, it takes a community to build community radio or to keep community radio going, and you are that community. Our next guest surprised us when she came in. She said, I am going to donate a match. And so Dr. Lynn Ringenberg has donated $500 that must be matched by you. Every contribution that comes in will count toward that match. We'd like to make that in the next 15 minutes. So give us a call, 813-238-8001. Every dollar that you contribute will be doubled with her match.
Yeah, and you remember Dr. Lynn Ringenberg. She's a Tampa treasure, really. She's the former president of Physicians for a Social Responsibility. She's a pediatrician, and so she does so much work, not only for climate change, fighting nuclear. In fact, the Physicians for Social Responsibility won the Nobel Prize for Peace, I believe, in 86 for their work against nuclear weapons. And she also is very concerned about fracking. And we have had her on the show about fracking. And just a few weeks ago, we had Dr. Sandra Steingraber and the PSR, the Physicians for Social Responsibility, were part of bringing her here. And so let's hear, because Lynn's going to bring us up to date what's happening with fracking. It's doing pretty well in the Senate, but we really need your phone calls for the House. So anyway, Dr. Lynn Ringenberg.
Well, I am so happy to welcome back to the show Dr. Lynn Ringenberg. And yes, she's actually a pediatrician, but she was the former president of the Physicians for Social Responsibility. And we very recently had Dr. Ringenberg on the show because both she and I and so many others are so opposed to fracking. And so on this day of our marathon, Dr. Ringenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mary, for having me on, and hello, everybody. I have a lot of exciting things to kind of talk about, so go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, well, Dr. Ringenberg, being today is about marathon, usually I give a lot more facts on the show, but that I remember very recently I had Dr. Sandra Steingraber on, and I particularly wanted to bring her on because she's so worried about fracking being introduced in Florida. So they've done a lot of work with your organization, Physicians for Social Responsibility, and pointing out how disastrous fracking would be to Florida. And you and I are both following H.R. 462, and as I understand it, it has passed the first committee and gotten out of that first committee.
It absolutely did, and we are just delighted about that. And mainly it was heard in that committee due to all of the people that are listening to you right now that called and said, let's hear these bills in committee. So it was heard, it passed unanimously, so we're really, really pleased. It has two more committees on the Senate side, but the feeling is that we can get it passed on the Senate side, but now the work is House of Representatives, and that's House Bill 237, which is the companion bill.
And so, again, we need everybody to call because, frankly, Dr. Ringenberg, you, Dr. Steingraber, and so many others just feel there is no way you can regulate to make the whole business of fracking safe with our water supply and the climate and the air. And so this is really imperative, isn't it?
It is imperative. It really is imperative. And I think I mentioned the last time I was on that our new compendium, the fifth compendium that has over now 1,000 scientific and medical and investigative articles, many peer-reviewed, on the health dangers from fracking. It will be released in total the end of February, but right now we have the water section that we've released, and that's up on our PSRFlorida.org website, along with a letter that we wrote to the governor, Speaker Corcoran, and the Senate leader, Bradley. And so certainly I welcome your audience to go to our website, again, PSRFlorida.org, and you'll see it there on the front page. And also for everybody to take down this number, it's really important, so grab your pens and take down this number and call House Speaker Richard Corcoran at 866-696-8249 and tell him that he must hear House Bill 237.
Okay, Dr. Rainberg, and so I am thrilled if people heard something about fracking and its dangers on this show. But, you know, in this time when we're losing so many very valuable news medias, their outlets, their people, I think it's more important than ever that actually they support community stations like WMNF. And naturally, I'm biased for this show. But really, that because, you know, I think the efforts here, you know, we're volunteers. We're community, and so our purpose is to get you the facts so you can do what we know you can do to give a better community, but also to try and give everybody the best gift of health.
Absolutely, and I couldn't say that better, Mary. We all need to support the great work that WMNF and you and others are doing to inform the citizens of the reach that you have on these risky things to health, like fracking. I mean, there are many, many examples, but fracking is the one that we're working on now. And so I really ask everybody, I support you, and I think you're going to announce some...
Yes, I will, right after...
Okay.
Yes.
And so I want to ask everybody to please send whatever you can, $5, $10, $20. It all makes a difference, believe me.
Well, Dr. Lynn Ringerbird from the Physicians for Social Responsibility, thanks so much for giving us this time. And particularly thanks so much for all you have done and continue to do for not just this community, but the whole state of Florida. Thanks so much, Dr. Ringerbird.
And she is just, very shortly, she's going to be going down to Miami. And it's a big pediatrics conference. And she's particularly concerned about, you know, the air, climate change for children. And so, again, we want to remind you that she's very generously given a $500 match. And so if you will match in any way that $500, that you'll get a twofer, so to speak. And so please, 813-238-8001, or you can do like Arlene's going to read right now, somebody who called in on the web, WMNF.org. And who do we have to thank, Arlene?
Well, we have two members of that big family, Anonymous. And I'd like to report that we are almost halfway to that $500 goal. We have a total of $225 so far. So do your part. Help us make that $500 matching goal. And give us a call, 813-238-8001. Or go to the web, WMNF.org. Or contribute on your app. But do your part to support this show and your community radio station. What would you do without WMNF?
And, you know, so many people think these are really dark times. They're hard. And they are hard, no doubt about it. But there's never, ever been anything about life that's really easy. That is the challenge. And I think you always want to remember that we're up to it. You know, we can handle this. And so there are so many things, like so many, you know, this is a women's show. And so it bothers me many times that so much what's happening, that it doesn't get the kind of recognition. And, you know, like women.
them, and ever since, frankly, Trump has been elected, have realized that they kind of have to do it for themselves. And so we just have a splurge of women who are running for offices, you know, at the state level, at the city level, at the national level. And there are 311 women running for the House of Representatives. And I think there are something like 47 who are running for seven for the Senate, and 74 who are running for governors. When I think just about 10 years ago, less than 9 women were running for governors. But you don't hear so much about it. I mean, you do hear when they win, and they are winning. And so I think it's really, really exciting times. And the Women's March, it wasn't just to get together, you know, and kind of support each other, but it's going forward. And it is so important. And so I think that's why I'm so excited to have a radio station like WMNF and this show, because these are pivotal times, and absolutely women must be part of the solution, and they will be. You don't have to worry. In fact, you know, in a way, because women, minorities, the dreamers right now, we've all been the outsiders, if you will. And so many times outsiders really have a pretty good analysis of what's going on. And so, you know, that in these, quote, dark times, you've got an awful lot of warriors who are ready and willing and can do it. And so 813-238-8001.
Yes, and we really do need to hear from you now. It's really important that you support this station. I'd like to let you know a few of the thank you gifts that you could take for your contribution. For a contribution of $80, you could get a book by Richard Wolff, Democracy at Work, or a CD of Medea Benjamin, a frequent guest on this show, The Saudi-U.S. Sinister Alliance, or you could get Pacifica Voices That Changed the World. That's a flash drive. It's for a contribution of $150. And having worked with Pacifica and knowing the tremendous influence that they have had on the progressives in this country, it's important that we hear some of these voices. The Pacifica archives are some of the best voices, have been over the years, some of the most important voices in the world, many of whom have not been heard on major media. So if you would like to take that for your $150 pledge, it is a great chance to hear some wonderful voices. But we do need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. WMNF.org. You are the people who make this station go.
These are really exciting times. They really are. And, you know, it's rare, I think, really, that you have this kind of opportunities to really make history. And we are up to it. That is the big thing on this show, and I know on this station. We give you the kind of information because we believe in you. And if you just believe in yourself, and don't worry about the dark. Go to the light. Go to that heart. And as Ani DeFranco is going to say, you know, which side are you on? You know, which side are you on?
Voted out corruption, big corporations. We voted for an end to war, new direction. And we ain't going to stop now till the job is done. Good workers, this year is our time. Now there's folks in Washington who care what's on our minds. Come on, come on, voters, let's all vote next time. So which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on?
Listening to this radio station and this show, I know which side you are on. You are the on the side of people. You are on the side that you want to make this democracy the very best it can be. We know it's not perfect. It never will be perfect, but it can be a lot better than it is right now. This is our chance. This is your chance to not only fight for yourself, but your kids. The future generation, the seventh generation down the line of the indigenous people have told us so much. Come on, people. Which side are you on? You're listening to this station. So let's hear your voice now. We have that matching pledge of $500, and it would be just great if we can, if you can contribute whatever amount you can do, you know, whether it's 50, 100, whatever. And you know, something that I really think is great, that that, you know, here on this station, we have to pay the bills the same as everybody else. You know, we have to pay the electric, we have to pay for the heat, the air conditioning. Air conditioning is quite expensive in a building like this. And so that one of the really big ways that you can help this station is kind of become a circle of friends, because then that comes in every month, and it kind of, we have a standard that we know, you know, what is there. And so, you know, can you give $5, $10 or more a month? If you could, that would help a lot. And so 813-238-8001, or go online, wmnf.org.
And that contribution goes on monthly in perpetuity until you stop it. So you don't have to think about contributing in the future. You're making your contribution through Circle of Friends every month, and the station can count on X number of dollars coming in every month. Give us a call, 813-238-8001, wmnf.org. Or go to the app. But we need to hear from you now. It's really important that you do your part and make your contribution to your radio station to show what you stand for. 813-238-8001, wmnf.org, or the app.
You know, WMNF, I can truthfully say, and I bet a lot of you out there can remember the first time you heard WMNF, what was on, whether it was music, a piece of music, or whether it was a public affairs piece. And I can still remember the first thing I heard on WMNF. And I think that, you know, that's what I find is so exciting, because here we don't just do sound bites, you know, we aren't commercial. And so we will get into the nitty gritty, not only of an idea, but hopefully the person. And so you're really exposed to fellow human beings who are actually, you know, not just contributing a great deal, but to me, I find one of the things that's so interesting about them is how utterly human they are, how utterly they do care, you know, at the bottom line. And this is why I think it's so important that particularly women get involved, because at the bottom line, you care about a viable, sustainable world that you're going to pass on. You know, this isn't our world to just exploit any way we can, and poof, who comes later? And so I think that the big thing is, you know, we need to be willing, you know, particularly now when it's so tough to go out of our comfort zones, and to know that, frankly, we need change, and if we don't do change, there won't be any. So come on, join Holly Near and Chris Williamson. Be willing, be open. Come on, you'll get the ideas, you'll get the information here, and just have the courage to step forward, and you're going to feel so much better about it. You know, when you actually reach out and you realize that you're not only helping your own family and your own friends, but you're actually doing something for a community and a country that, I don't know about you, but I'm so proud to have a country that actually overthrew a king. threw the tea in the harbor, and women fought so hard to get the vote. Women fought so hard to work, etc. I'm proud of the courage and the belief and the faith that people had in this country. And now, you know, we've got a question. Are we courageous enough to throw out a tyrant who came from within? And it's exciting. You know, we might have to throw the tea in the harbor again. But anyway, we are up to it. And so be open, people. Be willing. Come on. Believe in yourself. Believe in your light. Because as Margaret Mead said, the only change that will happen has to come from below, because above won't do it.
Call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. We need to hear from you right now.
May the children see more clearly. May the elders be more wise. May the winds of change caress us, even though it burns our eyes. I am open and I would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change.
Oh, indeed. Open up to the light of change, people. And I think even more importantly, open up to the light in your own heart. Because this is a time that actually you can step forward and we can realize we're so much more than we ever thought. And Arlene, do we have some people to thank?
We need to thank you. So call 813-238-8001 or go to the web at WMNF.org. Where else do you hear the voices of women? What program? I think this is the only program in the Southeast that features the voices of women, no matter what the subject. You know, we are 51% of the population, but we sure don't get 51% of the talking time on radio or on television. And so this is one place where you can hear these topics that affect us all from a woman's point of view. You know, every week we get calls, and I have to say most of the calls that come in are from men. So we'd like to hear from some of you, too. You know, you may remember some of the interviews that Mary has done. Terry Tempest Williams talking about the situation in our national parks. Mary mentioned Sandra Steingraber earlier.
And with Terry Tempest Williams, you know, it's really important because the hour of the land. And she not only, you know, in her incredibly beautiful writing and thinking, described those parks, but she really was one of the first sounding the alarm bells that the Interior Department and the Bureau of Land and Management, et cetera, have very different ideas for our national parks and our national treasures. And they wanted to make them profitable. They wanted to open them to fracking and oil exploration, et cetera. She was one of the first in her hour of the land. So, and yes, and Rebecca Gordon, if you remember, we talked to her about war as a metaphor. Rebecca Solnit, hope in uncertain times. Gretchen Carlson, Be Fierce. Doris Weatherford, Local Historian, Women Who Dared. Kate Harding, remember her? Nasty Women. And Sarah Posner, who has written so much about religion and state. And going back to Gretchen Carlson, that I think all of us are aware right now that some things are really becoming so apparent in our country that we really... that we're aware that there is a level of violence to women particularly that has been there perhaps all along, but now it's coming forward, and it is the Me Too. It's time's up. And if you heard the show last week, it was heartbreaking to hear the Olympic gymnasts tell their story. And I think it was like 269.
I think it's Richard.
Oh, sorry, Arlene. Arlene, go ahead. No. No, I was just saying that, you know, and, you know, that this, the problems we're having really with the sexual assault and and pedophilia also, that the only way we will solve this is to have and recognize the need for respect and the autonomy of every human being. We will absolutely in this country, because I feel in this issue that women are going to have to be the guides. They are going to have to step forward because business as usual cannot continue. And so I think that it's a very sobering issue, but it's also, I think, again, a challenge because it comes down to what it means to be a human being. And I think it's so essential that we break this chain of violence, but the only way we do it is to look at each other and recognize the need for this respect. So break the chain, people. Break this chain. And Arlene, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I just want to say that we need you to help us meet this challenge. And we also have another wonderful challenge that has come in. We have a challenge of $400 from Trudy and Ethan Bixby over in St. Petersburg. Two wonderful people. And so that is another $400 that we need to match. We're over halfway to matching both of those, but let's make it go all the way.
And we can do it, people. Break the chain. I remember there was a wonderful sponsorship down at this church, not very far from WMNF. And all these young girls, some of them 12, 13, 14 years of age, were on the stage. They were dancing, and they were singing, and they were absolutely fabulous. And this is why we have to break this chain of violence. We cannot allow this kind of pain and suffering and imposition on people's lives. It is not what America is. It is not who we are. So come on, people. You are amazing. Show us. You are amazing. And, sorry, go right ahead.
And another very generous contribution has come in from Earl Henry. He is over in Pinellas Park. We want to say a big thank you to him. That's taking us another big step toward meeting our match. But we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. WMNF.org. Where are you this morning? Join us with your contribution and show your support for community radio, for WMNF, and for From a Woman's Point of View. We also want to say thanks to Frank Donnelly for a very generous contribution. Again, he's helping us make that match. And we have one more from this lovely anonymous family that we hear from so often. So thank you so very much. Keep it coming. 813-238-8001 and WMNF.org.
Break the chain, people. Come on. We're going to break this chain of violence. I think the only way we can handle it is we have to realize that violence is on a spectrum, and the actual end result, which is so tragic, there are so many steps all along the spectrum that if we stop it, then it won't come to that. So come on, people. It takes all of us. Break that chain. Come on. 813-238-8001. Yes, we can break this chain. 813-238-8001. And I think the important thing is the excitement, I repeat, of writing history in this country.
And we have these wonderful people that have given us matches. We need about $300 more to complete those matches. The total in the matches is $900. So if you can help bring that last $300 to the table, we will really appreciate it, and WMNF will appreciate it. You know, this is the time that we raise the money to keep us going until the summer. And believe me, WMNF does not operate on a fat budget. It is day to day, week to week, month to month, and fund drive to fund drive. So if you can chip in $100, that would be wonderful. But if you can't afford that and can do $10 or $50, every penny helps to keep this station on the air.
And, you know, a really important part of the women's marches, whether you saw them on television in Washington, New York, D.C., or you participated right here in St. Petersburg, a very important part, and it has to be an important part, is peace. And, you know, that we realize, I don't know, is it 16 or 17 years now that we've been in war in Afghanistan and the Middle East, et cetera. And we realize now that actually the State Department is being torn apart. And so that if anything, if there is violence to people, it is this continuation of war that not only, you know, are women suffering from predators, but this whole country is suffering from our sense that we can solve all problems, or that this the only way we know how to solve problems is by war. And I know we are much better than that. And so, you know, that, oops, I see the song I wanted to play. I want to play this song right now because she had a strange dream. And she thought the
last
world...
Last night...
813-238-8001, WMNF.org.
Come on, people. Dream of a world without war. Dream of a world where there is respect. That there is respect for every child, a boy or a girl, every human being, a woman or a man, and a nation. I respect, and we can believe... that we actually can solve these problems as compassionate, intelligent human beings. So come on, people. Dream on. Dream for peace. What's your peace story? Come on, people.
All over the earth. Maybe one day the world will live in love's glory, and war will be a forgotten word. Peace stories are all.
Oh, indeed, because we're also going to hear from people, because we realize that these are people.
And And we need about $200 now to make that goal. And I want to thank another anonymous. And this anonymous is taking the WMNF ball cap as a thank you gift.
Good choice.
You can get that for a gift of $88.50 or do as this anonymous did and round it up to $100. And this person says, the woman's show is such a wonder show, informative. They do such a fantastic job. So join this anonymous. You can be thanked. We can give your name or we can keep you anonymous, but we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Are you the one who can make that gift of $1,000 and take an event pass for two? That would be a great addition. Or you can get an event pass for one for $500. But if you can't do that level, how about $50? Give us a call, 813-238-8001, WMNF.org, or the app.
Oh, this is exciting. It really is. We the people. Pele Zuzo. Do you remember them at Heat Wave? I'll never forget them. And that's one of the many things about WMNF. It's not just news and public affairs. It's fantastic music because you got people here that love music. And they're actually human beings. And so they're not going to have what's going to come down, so to speak, computer shows. And it's going to be because whatever it is about that, you really dig it. And so we the people. Come on, people. You can do it. 813-238-8001.
Just an illusion. Let's make a move toward righting the wrongs and give back what was taken to who it belongs. Reinstate freedom and justice for all. United we stand, divided we fall.
Divided, we are not going to fall. We are going to manage. We got rid of one king. We're going to get rid of another one. Peacefully, of course. But anyway, come on, people. This is our time. 813-238-8001. Join Pele Zuzu. We the people. Or you can go.
And we want to thank another anonymous for a generous gift of $50. This one from Indian Rocks Beach. And that brings us to about $150 away from our goal. Can you be that person that puts us over? Can you call 813-238-8001 or go to the web, WMNF.org, and make that pledge of $150? That would be great. You know, not everyone agrees with what we do. We've gotten a text message this morning saying, you're openly inciting overthrowing the President of the United States.
No, we aren't.
Are you insane? No, we are not insane. And no, we are not inciting overthrowing. We are talking about policies. We are talking about issues that are important to you and important to me. What do you think of the new tax act? What do you think of the executive measures that have been passed? Give us a call, 813-238-8001. WMNF.org.
We really want you to vote. We want you to know the issues and to express your opinion. You know, as long as it's a fair and square vote, we don't want to suppress voting. We don't want to gerrymander districts. We want you to vote. And 813-238-8001. And as they say, they've got the power to change the world, but you have the power to change the world. And yes, with respect, with dignity, and always with the love of people and the future of the country. And that's what's so huge. And so anyway, I think this is really exciting.
It is exciting. And you know, if you were to contribute $5 or $10 a month to Circle of Friends, you probably wouldn't even feel it. It comes out of your bank account or your credit card, whichever you choose, and it happens every month. And, you know, basically that $5 is not much more than a cup of coffee. But you can also do $10, or we've got some people that are doing $100 a month or more. Whatever you can do, Circle of Friends is one of the lifebloods of this station. How about joining Circle of Friends?
Yeah, because as Laura Love sings, sometimes Davy wins. You know, it's Davy against Goliath. It's a small community radio station. I think we're coming on 38, 39 years of age when people went around and knocked on doors and they believed that you wanted some independent news, some independent music, etc. And so little Davy went from a broken down little house to this wonderful building, your building. You're the ones that built this. And so, yeah. Yeah, sometimes Davey wins. Come on, people. Let's show Davey how he does win. 813-238-8001. We can do this. Let's do this. What a really great place to go. We
struggle. All the people. And I want to thank another anonymous. This one is taking the Pacifica Radio Voices That Changed the World flash drive. That's a wonderful choice. It could be yours, too, for a pledge of $150. This one is going out to Plant City. How about you? Can you make a $150 pledge and take that wonderful flash drive? I can personally attest to the fact that it is a true treasure and voices of our history that aren't preserved anywhere other than in the Pacifica archives. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org.
And don't forget, also on the web, WMNF.org, or the app. I think this is exciting because sometimes Davy wins. And Davy's going to win today. Davy's going to win. I think Davy's going to prevail eventually. But it's up to you to make it happen. 813-238-8001. I just can't resist putting this on. I'm going to put this on, kind of an anthem. Come on, people. Let's do this.
813-238-8001, WMNF.org.
Now there was a time when we used to say that behind every great man there had to be a great woman. But
let in the brothers, too.
Celebrate.
And I want to say that last contributor also said, keep up the good work. Thank Dr. Lynn for making the challenge. And we certainly do thank Dr. Lynn for her challenge, but also Trudy and Ethan Bixby. So thanks to both of you. You are very important to the station, as is every contributor, whether you contribute $5 or $1,000. You are a treasure, and we value you. So please keep it up. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. Give us a call. Keep the phones ringing. There are lines available now. Call now. It only takes a couple of minutes to make your pledge.
Dr. Lynn and the Bixby's and all of you who have called today, you care about people. You care about this country, and you care about really that you can do your part. And that's what's so important, because you are the one that really counts. This is your radio station. This is your building. And this is all of our lives, and we are going to live them in a way that we will contribute to the future sustainably, so our children, our grandchildren can enjoy this marvelous gift that we call life. Come on, people.
813-238-8001, WMNF.org. We want to say thanks to all of you women that have contributed. But we have also, in the last few minutes, had some wonderful contributions from some of you men. Thanks to everyone. This is a program that touches on issues that affect every one of us. And you don't hear the voices of women talking about those issues on any other program, solely in the southeastern United States. Give us a call, 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. Everyone that has contributed this morning, keep it up. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. We have made our goal, but we would love to do a little more, and we want you to keep it going for radioactivity and all of the public affairs and music programs on WMNF. We love you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, people. WMNF.org. Thanks. You're listening to WMNF. Community Conscious Radio.